Oh, my body.
I know.
My body clock is.
It's
my
still.
My body clock is telling me that it's an hour early. Civil.
A weary good morning, Mr. Joyner.
Jay always says Monday will be here in 20 minutes.
This time.
But this time, with the hour right. set back, Monday came in 10 minutes.
Yeah, man.
Jay Anthony Brown.
Woo! Oh, my gosh. I think the show is still going on.
The Centric TV show?
Oh, my goodness, man.
What a weekend.
It has been a weekend.
Whew. Okay.
As you like to say, previously on the Tom Joyner
Previously on the Tom Joyner Morning Show, we went to Selma, Alabama for the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of Bloody Sunday, mm-hmm. when the marchers were marching for voting rights from Selma to Montgomery were stopped by police and beaten. And that's why they call it Bloody Sunday. And this is the 50th anniversary. It started for me mm-hmm. on Saturday. Mm-hmm. You went Friday, though, didn't you?
I got in Friday night.
Oh, did you participate in? Because there were activities all weekend
long.
Probably
from Thursday, Friday, all the way in and into today.
Yeah.
So I was there Saturday morning like you were.
So when you got home, did you finally get a chance to use some toilet paper at a bathroom?
Well, here's the deal. Because of where I was situated, I wasn't able to get to where Tom was for the big event with the president on Saturday. So I was at a corner with an interesting police officer who really did not like me. And didn't like the fact that I wouldn't stand behind a white line and that I was yelling, trying to find another police officer who was going to help me get to Tom. So first of all, he was going to charge me with public intoxication.
This is true.
Yes, this is true. He was going to charge me with public intoxication and arrest me if I didn't move. And there were all these people going, what you going to do now? So I did move back. I mean, you know, how are you going to...
I wish he would have arrested you.
Yeah, right. I know you do.
Just to have to come and get you out of here. It's just that.
But never did I leave this... Was I able to leave this corner because everything was so crowded and blocked off. So at this corner, there was a gas station, and there's a mini mart, and all this kind of stuff. So as part of the gas station... This gentleman is an entrepreneur of sorts, and he was charging $1 a bathroom visit with one square of toilet, single ply.
Yes.
Toilet paper.
Even if you wanted to buy another ply.
There was no. And he said,
and the line was
from the door all the way to the street. And he was standing there. He was the monitor of the single ply toilet paper. And so you had, and it was.
Sybil, they didn't have enough. Mm. They didn't have enough porta potties.
No, there were none where I was. There were no porta potties where I was.
And even if you had gotten to where I was, mm-hmm. the porta potties were so far back, you wouldn't have made it.
Yeah, apparently Dick Gregory had to make that run. and it took him more than it took to march.
It was like probably 100,000 people.
I would say more than that. I would say more like 150,000.
And the thing they say one like 70,000.
Yeah, and if
well, that was deceiving because they said 70,000 came through the metal detector.
Right.
All right, but the area where you got through the metal detectors, mm-hmm. you needed tickets. Most people didn't have tickets.
Did not have them.
And so there's 70,000 people who went through the metal detectors that were watching the president on Saturday. And there had to be another 70,000 outside mm-hmm. and down the street, around the street, down the road.
Where I was. But you know what? And everybody kept saying, well, I hope you get to Tom. And I said, you know what? I think I'm where I'm supposed to be. And it was
and the president
really
was late.
Cool. Yeah.
He was very late. They had some kind of explosion.
That prevented him from leaving in the first place.
In Washington, D.C., that prevented him from leaving on time. And so people were waiting a long time, and it was hot.
Yeah, and it was a lot warmer than I thought it was going to be.
And people were having – people were talking and mingling, and it was a great crowd.
No matter where you were, there was nothing.
It was just a peace and a calm in the air.
Nothing that was going to rile people.
No matter, yeah, you could tell.
How jerky the police officer was, no matter, you know, how bad you had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, it was just one of the most incredible events I've ever been to.
I'm telling you,
everybody was just there for the event.
And that was Saturday.
That was Saturday.
Then Sunday.
There was another 70,000 people that showed up.
That was in church alone.
A brand new 150,000 people. And yeah. It was amazing. See, you know, we saw the bridge,
mm-hmm.
and all the people that were on the bridge.
Yeah.
They weren't supposed to be on that bridge.
No,
the bridge was supposed to be clear. There's supposed to be a march, but it had to be 50,000 people on the bridge.
But that was the key. It was supposed to be clear, and Jay, they were supposed to march
across.
But what
the
people
bridge.
Did was they got to the
bridge and just stayed.
And they stayed on the bridge.
They stayed.
Yeah. They did not move.
So I went to church, and man.
And first of all, he was on time for church. And he stayed
in the whole time.
His seat.
And they had speaker after speaker.
And no one, with the exception, I would say, of Congresswoman Terry Soule, stayed on time. No one.
Yeah,
they had all the speakers listed, and so they said 3 minutes each.
Yeah, you knew that wasn't going to happen.
Never.
I don't even know why they wrote that down. That made no sense to even write
And
that.
Even the man, even the preacher who was asking people to be brief was not brief.
No, he wasn't brief.
I'm going to be brief.
No, we know.
And introducing Reverend Al. I'm not going to take up much time. Because
I've seen his biography, and oh my gosh. And then he...
His introduction was 15 longer. Minutes long.
And he knew how far behind we were.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to get him to the bridge for the march.
But then...
Reverend Al.
But then Reverend Al.
Wow.
After 18
I had
speakers,
not seen him in a long time, player. Really.
You hadn't seen him hoop like
I
that?
I hadn't seen
I'd
him
never
get his
seen
hoop
him
on.
Hoop.
You've never seen him hoop
I'd
like
never
that?
Seen him hoop before. I'd never seen that before.
You know, he does that every Sunday somewhere.
I've heard. Yeah.
He preaches somewhere every Sunday. So he's had practice. And he turned it out.
He did. But it was so funny because when he finished, Sybil, I walked up to Reverend Al. I mean, they were standing on their feet. The place was going crazy. I walked up to Reverend Al and said, "He's all right."
He just had to do it.
It's all right.
But he killed it. He really did, man.
Yeah.
He really did.
He had the crowd, man. And
I'm not saying that it's hard to do, but everybody knew that this was their time.
Yeah.
They were waiting on him. And I think they were waiting.
No, but I'm saying the people who were speaking before Reverend Al, what an opening act he had.
Yeah.
Person after person after person.
And everybody went for it, you know.
Everybody went for it.
50th anniversary of Selma to Montgomery March, and this is the famous Brown Chapel Church where the march started, and before the marches got beat up and everything.
Yep.
So everybody got their hoop on thinking that, you know,
this would be it. This would be a showstopper. Nobody could follow that, but Reverend Al.
Reverend Al came
and
he closed it.
Really
he closed it out, man. He really did.
But I got to tell you, Dr. Gwendolyn Boyd of ASASASU.
Yeah.
And
yeah, she was good.
She brought it. But everybody was really good.
Everybody was good.
And
that's just the church, because the entertainment hadn't started yet.
Well,
right?
Yeah, I was going to say, Andy Young was another one, too.
Yeah.
How old is
Ambassador Young?
He's 105.
I think he's 90.
I think
he's
in his
80s. He's at that age where I can say whatever I want to.
And he did.
And
not
he did.
Not only did he say what he wanted to, he bogarted the line. He's like, you know, we got to get this moving. I'm just gonna go right up in here and.
And he said in church in the pulpit. So when I was here 50 years ago, and I was stopped by some coon ass Cajun.
And those were his words in church.
In church.
And a Marine.
And a Marine.
You can say whatever you want to say. Who's gonna?
a coon ass Cajun.
Yes, he didn't care.
And everybody, and it wasn't like a collective gasp, but everybody kind of looked at each other. You know,
did he just say coon ass Cajun? Yes, yeah, he did. In church.
Thursday, Andy Young is going to be 83.
Okay. In between the time he was asleep, so, you know.
Yeah. Well, he was resting. He was resting for his
speech. My grandmama saying, checking my eyes for cracks.
Exactly. Exactly.
But that was church.
And so today they commemorate the march, the actual march, right. And they march from Selma to Montgomery. Yeah.
And we haven't even talked, like Jay said, we haven't even gotten to the entertainment.
We haven't talked about the entertainment. Mm-mm. Yeah.
And everybody wants to go on a cruise.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
Tom, I want to go on a cruise. Tom, I want to go on a cruise. I got the first number. I got the first number coming up after this break for a cabin for, is it two? Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, it's a cabin for two. It's one of those party cabins again.
Oh, boy.
So get ready. After this break, the first number.